All right, we have Matt Brown, who's come out talking about the matchup, if it happens in the summer, between Conor McGregor and Michael Chandler, and that if Michael Chandler wins, it's not like anything in the past with Nate Diaz beating Conor or any of those things, because it's not special anymore. Back when Diaz beat Conor the first time, it was special because Conor was on a roll. It was Mystic Mac. Everything he was saying turned to fruition. All those things were happening, and everyone was in that position of, well, maybe he can't be stopped. And then Diaz did it. Matt Brown is saying it's totally different now. If Michael Chandler beats him, it's no big deal, because really, who's he beating? He's beating a guy who hasn't fought in a long time, is coming off a big injury, is coming off of doing movies and drinking and other things that possibly aren't, you know, doing his fight career any good. What do you think about it? Is it special?
I kind of agree with Matt Brown. I mean, let's be honest. It says, when he starts talking about the Nate Diaz fights, when Nate Diaz did it, it was special. We thought Conor was the man, and Nate did it coming in on what, fucking 2 weeks' notice?
2 weeks.
That was amazing. And it was the way the fight played out. It was amazing, because he got his ass kicked for the first round. You know, and he started coming on, and then in the second round, everything happened. But if Chandler did it, I don't even think we would be impressed. Okay? You beat a dude that's been doing movies and drinking and partying for 3 years. I guess where I'm at with this is, there is no real red panty night. You're beating, like Matt Brown said, we're beating somebody who's coming off the couch. And now in red panty night, it means like you're getting paid more, you're getting this, you're getting that. It's the same contract. And Donald Cerrone said, I didn't get paid any more for that fight. So is it red panty night? And we have to wait, John, but let me go one step further. Will they be the main event?
Have you lost your mind?
I have not lost my mind.
I think you have absolutely bitten off something that is making your mind right now melt. Did you just in any fashion say that Conor McGregor is not going to be the main event in a UFC?
I know that he is still, he's still at that level of main event in any card.
I want to, as simple as it gets for you, Josh, who is it that puts more eyes on the screen or more butts in the seats?
I don't know if we're going to see those same amount of eyes and those same amount of butts after the two ways that he lost last time. I'm not disagreeing with you that he's the guy that has done it. But up to this point,
you got to give it to the guy.
Absolutely.
He has delivered for the UFC every time. Mm-hmm. Maybe not in performance as far as winning, but dude, it's a fight. It's a fight. It's a shoot. There is no freaking, if Dana had the ability to predetermine it like it was a WWE, he would do it, because he knows exactly where he would want to go. He doesn't have that ability. Thank God. And, you know, Conor can lose when he fights a good fighter. And no matter what, you know, his last two fights were against Dustin Poirier. Well, that's a pretty goddamn good fighter. Okay? And to sit here and say, oh, you lost twice to Dustin Poirier. He's also got a win against Dustin Poirier. Again, that's a pretty goddamn good fighter.
I'm not disagreeing. Someone that
I would put in the very top. So to sit here and say, oh, it's not, it wouldn't be impressive for Michael Chandler. Bullshit. It would absolutely be an impressive win for Michael Chandler to beat Conor McGregor.
When do we stop saying it's impressive, John? I mean, like he said, he's been removed.
When he's 58 years old, like Mike Tyson against Jake Paul. It's not impressive that Jake Paul beats Mike Tyson if that happens. Okay, because he's no longer Mike Tyson at 58.
I don't think anyone's thinking that fight's impressive, the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson situation. That's why I shouldn't be in comparison. This, though, he's 3 years, like Matt Brown said, he's been 3 years removed, coming off the injury, like doing movies, obviously out, you know, promoting movies, drinking, partying, hanging out. He's not anywhere near what he was. And for us to have this expectation that we should be impressed that Michael Chandler beat, and I don't want to say over the hill because he's not old, but just someone who's been removed from the sport.
But okay, let me ask you this. Do you think that Connor was drinking, 5 years ago? Partying 5 years ago?
Not anywhere near the level he is now.
Dude, he was.
John, you got people questioning.
It just did not affect him in the same fashion. You know, how many times have you seen guys that you go, hey, you can't keep doing that?
I was one of them.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've had the conversation with someone saying, man, I'm just telling you, you are ruining your career. You're not seeing it this moment. Yeah, you're still able to do your thing, but this is going to shorten it by an untold amount of years. Don't do it. And sometimes those things come to fruition. I'm not saying that it hasn't with Connor, but you got to look and say, to sit there and say that, when Nate Diaz did it, it was impressive. I agree. To sit there and say, if Michael Chandler beats Connor, it's not impressive. It is. He's still a big fight, because it doesn't matter as far as you and I or Matt Brown, and I understand what Matt is saying. We're the hardcore that look at things differently. If you asked anybody going out in the streets, hey, have you ever heard of Conor McGregor? Chances are, if they have anything to say about the fight, yes, they've heard of Conor McGregor. A lot of them, you say, have you heard of Michael Chandler? No. Which one do you think they've heard of more?
It's funny you say that, because I was literally at my son's lacrosse practice before we started filming tonight. And I had guys that they'd never heard of Jake Paul or Logan Paul. And they're older. They're like me. And so, or us, I should say. A couple of them were in the middle between you and I. Okay. But they're like, yeah, Mike Tyson's going to knock him out. And I'm like, no. He may.
God, I hope so. I hope so in the first round.
He may.
First round.
But I mean, in their mind, they're still thinking old Mike Tyson. Yeah, no different than everyone that's watching Conor McGregor fight. They're thinking old Conor McGregor. They're thinking the Jose Aldo one, the Eddie Alvarez one. That's what they're thinking.
That's right.
But the reality is, how much are we going to give credence to this? To this type of, how much should we give credence to this victory? I don't think we should give too much to it. Because look, John, let's be honest. If I miss training, and not just me, I can't tell you how many times multiple fighters I know, world-class fighters. I'll give you John Fitch. Okay. I mean, John would come in sometimes 210 pounds after, not in camp, and come in and we just basically get controlled by guys that were 145, 155. But we all knew John was the better fighter. We all knew that. We're not knocking that. We knew John was the better fighter. But that's what the gap, we shouldn't give any credence to that. I'm not giving credence to the people that did that to John when he was out of shape and not in fight camp. So why are we giving credence to the victory over someone who has definitely been removed completely from training? He's not really training the way he was when he was fighting, Dustin, or when he was fighting Habib, or when he was fighting Eddie Alvarez and Jose Aldo. So why are we putting so much on this fight? I think it's going to be a great fight. I think it's going to be a fun fight. Someone's getting knocked out.
I think it'll
be
a fun fight.
I think someone's getting knocked out. I think I'm not discrediting the fight at all in terms of the level of entertainment. But I don't want to give it too much love and be like, this is a high-level fight. No, it's not. It's not a high-level fight. We're not getting the best. We're not getting the best Conor McGregor. It's not.
Okay, so then let me ask you this. Let's take this and kind of put it in reverse. Conor McGregor goes out there and starches Chandler. Is it impressive?
I think any knockout's impressive.
Okay. So then how is it if Chandler knocks out Conor McGregor? How do you say it's not impressive?
John, anyone can get knocked out.
Exactly.
That was an impressive performance in terms of that it's that next level of these are the two best guys or two of the best guys.
I didn't say anything about the two best guys.
That's all I'm talking about, John. I'm not talking.
No, you can't sit there and say they're the two best guys, because that's just, we know that's not true.
Okay, so then I should say that why are the two of them are not operating on the same playing field? That's what I guess I'm trying to get at. One is not really in this full time. So I'm not getting the best performance out of that fighter. Okay. If I was to say, hey, let's give him a full 6 months to train and get ready for Chandler, I'd be way more pumped for it.
All right, so hold on. So they're supposed to fight somewhere
June 29th.
In the summer. Okay, somewhere in the summer. Right. It's, we'll say it's, you know, it's close to March 29th right now. Okay. Days away. Okay. So we have April, May, June, 3 months. So he's back in training for those. He knows he's back in training right now. You're going to say shot fighter.
I'm going to say that it wouldn't be the same level that we would have got had he had a full 6 months of, hey, he's in. John, let's be honest. I've been through the drinking. I've been through the being out partying late at night. I've been through all that. And my levels, and not just me, I've seen my closest friends, the same thing happen to them. And I've had my friends sit me down and tell me, and then I've sat them down and told them, stay out of the club until 4 a.m. Even if you're not drinking, it still ruins what you're doing. And obviously from the interviews, we can see that he's drinking. He's got drinks in his hand. So there's that. There's no way in a 3 month period we're going to get him to a level to compete with someone who's ranked in the top six.
Do you think, okay, let me ask you this. At 6 months, do you honestly think you're going to see the Conor McGregor Eddie Alvarez?
I'm not trying to see the one that fought Eddie Alvarez. I don't think he needs to be that good to beat Michael Chandler.
He doesn't have to be that good.
I don't think so. I think, but
he'll never be that good
again. I don't think he ever will either. And I'm okay with saying that.
Yeah,
I think, though, at a six-month stint where he just said, hey, if he went back to I'm going to focus and just focus on this and that's it, I think then I'd be more impressed. Not just me. I think everybody of the hardcore fans, Matt Brown would be saying, okay, I'm impressed. I think I would be more impressed with knowing the dedication, the time being put in. But I'm sorry, you can't take someone who's been removed coming off of the nasty injury that he's coming off of and also compound that with the drinking, the partying, the clubbing, the traveling all around. It does have an effect on your body. And for him to get back in, if he gets back in the gym 2 to 3 times a day, the first month is just getting his body into shape to go through a camp. That's not even, that basically means that he's not getting better. He's just trying to get himself through the camp. And then when he gets to the camp, he's not getting any better. He's not learning any new techniques. He's relying on what he had before he fought or when he fought Dustin Poirier.
I agree with that.
Not going to see anything out of him that should be impressive if Michael Chandler wins. Nothing. There's nothing that says to me that I should be impressed that Michael Chandler beat him. Because he's going to, and look, and if I was to say if he really did dedicate himself like he did for the Dustin fight or even the fights before that for a 6 month period, I would say, okay, I'd be extremely impressed. We're just not going to have the time. The date that we've heard is June 29th. We've seen videos just in this week of him at viewing parties for his Roadhouse movie.
Yeah.
Drinks in his hand, you know, hanging out like it's, and I'm not knocking it. It is what it is.
I agree.
But let's schedule that fight out then further. So we get a full 5 months, 6 months. I guess then I would say I'd probably be more impressed and but as of right now, I'm on the Matt Brown train.
We'll see what happens. But in the end, I think it's going to be good just to see him back in the game.
You can't get away with that. You can't. You got to give me a prediction. Give me a prediction now. Who's going to win?
Prediction. Conor McGregor is going to win the fight.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Is it because Michael Chandler does not fight smart?
Yes.
Will Michael Chandler wrestle?
Being honest. No, he will not. I look at it that, you know, as simple as it gets. I'm not saying that Michael Chandler can't knock him out. He could knock out anybody who's got power. But getting it on target, Michael Chandler does not control range half as well as Conor McGregor. And even a Conor that has been off doing things that, you know, aren't sufficient in keeping him as good or even close to what he once was. He's still going to be way better at controlling that range. So if Michael Chandler does not use his stand up to get into taking him down or working to take him down, not going to be a good fight for him.
I think the one thing that's going to keep Connor in the fight is that even though he's coming up off of his knockout loss or his leg finish loss to Dustin, but he also got finished in the first fight, is that he still has a really good chin. Yeah. I mean, he took those shots that he took from Dustin, they were nasty. There was a lot of them. It took about four or five shots to put him down. Whereas you look at Saint Denis, he got knocked the fuck out, you know, and Dustin hit him with two to three shots. Like, there's a big difference, and Connor still has a good chin. And maybe, I don't know how much the effect will have from the party and the drinking as he's getting a little bit older, and we are now removed from that time. But I know that Chandler possesses the power, but does he have enough to put it together? He's a one-punch power shot kind of guy with a little bit of maybe one follow-up. But can he hit Connor cleanly enough to get him down? Because like you said, Connor's good at keeping the distance and the range.
He's very good at controlling range.
My last thing on the Connor thing. Give me the over-under. 30 seconds on a kick, 1 minute on a kick. How long until he uses that leg to kick?
I think you're going to see him using that leg right away, just not in the form that people are going to think. He's going to be, you know, doing push kicks up the middle with it. I don't know how much he's going to be going after low calf kicks and things like that with it. I think it's going to hurt.
But we know that the kryptonite for Connor, or not Connor, but Michael Chandler, is what? The calf kick. Dude.
Go after that calf
kick. Calf kick right away. All right. Well, I guess we're going to find out come, I believe, June 29th.